A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, August the 26th, 2021. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Margaret Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, today we'll be looking at issues affecting women and programs that are done by many women, even amidst this COVID-19, which is impacting almost every human aspect, not only in the country, but worldwide. This is Zimbabwe says, as of yesterday, they reported 391 new cases, all local, and 18 deaths. And we see that so far, more than 2 million people, which is 2.4 million, have been vaccinated against the COVID-19.
Yes, and going back to the update from the Ministry of Health, they say that as of the 20th of August, yesterday, Zimbabwe, dating back to March last year, currently has 123,711 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the country, including 109,498 recoveries. But unfortunately also, there are 4,338 deaths in the country since March last year. And we've seen also the government extending by 2 weeks the lockdown in the country, and also at the same time saying that schools will open school, which has sparked a lot of debate. And we will have some of our guests weighing in on the opening of schools, some for and some, you know, against, at a time when the country is fighting COVID-19.
Yes, Marv, for now, let's take a look at the video. You can explain.
Yes, during this COVID-19, we know a lot of people are really concentrating on what's happening regarding COVID, but there is a group of women out there that are actually, they have grouped together to enable themselves to be anti-poachers during this COVID-19. Let's take a look at a report that was done by Columbus Mavunga for VOA regarding this group of very strong women who have grouped together to fight poaching in Zimbabwe.
These are the International Foundation on a drill near Manapu National Park, 300 kilometers north of Nyarazo. Auxilia Hoto has been part of this group known as Akashinga, the Brave Ones, since it started in 2017 to fight poaching here. Woto says she does not fear poachers or wild.
I'm not even afraid. At first, yeah, I was a bit afraid. But now, because we are taught on animal behavior and everything, and also because of the time that I've spent in the bush, now I've got experience. Whenever I encounter even a lion, I won't be scared.
The women are well armed, and if they encounter poachers, they detain them and turn them over to police for prosecution. Jermaine Menda, an Australian national and an Iraq war veteran, formed the Akashinga Project. He says anti-poaching patrols will help preserve Africa's wildlife, which has been under steady attack from poachers for decades.
It was a trial in the beginning, a small trial on one reserve in northern Zimbabwe. We started with 16 women protecting 90,000 acres. We've now got 240 staff as part of this program. We've got 8 reserves that we patrol or have contracts for, and we're on target to have 1,000 staff by 26.
The International Anti-Poaching Foundation oversees the rangers and pays them through donations collected online. Zimbabwe Parks and Wildlife Management Authority says efforts of such groups is helping to fight poaching in this wildlife-rich country.
And these people have been providing the much needed in terms of patrol, in terms of anti-poaching law enforcement. Because of these activities and this partnership, we are visible on the ground, and less of poaching are recorded within our national parks.
With more and more rangers coming on board, Zimbabwe hopes to eliminate poaching and ensure the safety of the wildlife roaming the national. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News.
Very interesting report there of women called Akashinga, meaning that she is brave, literally translated from Shona to English. And they are at the moment doing anti-poaching exercises in Zimbabwe. And we heard there from one of the organizers or the people that started the group that they're saying that they would like to expand the number of women that would be on in the group.
Yes, very interesting indeed. And she's saying that even if she saw a lion,
yes,
she would not be scared. Yabuke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma manje ke lapha sisemsakazweni we-Studio 7. Lapha silethulela khona uhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk, Women's Round Table, okutho ukuthi namhlanje-ke sicubungula okuphathelane labesifazane. Sikhangela-ke ukuthi ziziphi inhlelo abesifazane abaziqhubayo ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19 sona esikhathazayo, ngoba zonke inhlelo emhlabeni jikelele athi eZimbabwe kuphela zithintekile nge-COVID-19. Yona-ke sizwile uhulumende sithi izolo nje kulabantu abafika bephosephose amachumi amabili abangu-18 ichumi-kele sithiya kalombili ababhubhileyo ngenxa ye-COVID-19. Kwathi bafika phose amakhulu amane 391 bahlaselwa yileli gcikwane. Kodwa-ke uhulumende ukuthi abantu uhlelo lokuhlatshwa ijekiseni luqhubeka kuhle, ngoba nakho phela abantu abedlula isigidi 2.4 million sebehlatshiwe ijekiseni yokwenqabela i-COVID-19. Uhulumende athi uyikho okuhle ngempela. Sinanzelela njalo ukuthi kathesi-ke unyanga yonale ekancwabakazi u-August kuthiwa yi-Women's Month wele South Africa. I-South Africa-ke benanza-ke ilanga labesifazana kuyo yonke inyanga leyo. Njalo kube kwaba nomcimbi-ke omkhulu lapho okwakhuluma khona inkosi yamaNdebele ubulelani lobhemu lakamzilikazi Khumalo. Kwakhuluma-ke labesifazana abekwaZulu Natal, unkosikazi Gugushezi owenhlanganiso okuthiwa yimbumba ehlola amantombazana ubuntombi bawo engakayenzi. Kwakhuluma-ke lezimu imbobodo. Kwakhuluma-ke labogogo ababekhonapho ukuthi abantwana bengakhula njani, njalo bona kuyini abangakwenza abesifazane ukuthi bethuthukise inhlelo zabo. Ngakho-ke singakakhangeli okuningi asizweni-ke okwaqhubeka kulowo umkhosi khona okwathathwa yintatheli zindaba yethu uThuso Khumalo. Asizweni ukuthi kuyini ababekutsho lapha.
When I hear the phrase "watching Mufasa in the country," I'm reminded of my great grandmother who stood up for a nation in time of fight and trouble. Sithi ala ala Mufasa, ala ala Africa, ala ala Mufasa.
Isifiso sami lento njengoba iqalile lokhu kuhlangana kwathi kuqalile ngathi kungaqhubeka njalo, ngoba singama-Afrika nje siqobelelane ngolwazi, sitshelane ngolwazi, omunye nomunye azi ngokukhulisa, ngoba abantu abadala kakhulu kakhulu ogogo abasekho abazositshela ukuthi kwakwenzakalani. Sekufuneke thina, ngoba akubhalwa phansi inkinga, umAfrika akabhali phansi ashiye ebhalile.
Abomama besizwe sakwamthakazi bathole ukuhlangana labomama ade bevela kwaZulu bezobafundisa nje umama bezoxoxa labo ngokuthi bona ke umama kwaZulu baziphethe njani, ubukhosi bakwaZulu bawuphatha njani njengabomama, besifundisa lakusibomama ukuthi njengabomama kumele siziphathe njani. Njengoba thina mama ubukhosi lowo yinto esikhule singayazi engaziwayo, njengoba lokho kuyinto iyagcina ukubonakala kwelikamzilikazi ngabo-1893 besebafundiswa ukuthi bakwazi ukuziphansa nabenamadoda wawo. Imizi yabo siyayibona iyadilika, akusayakhiwa namhla ngenxa ukuthi abantwana besintwana bahloniphi. Sibabona bagcwele egoli, umntwana othi nangaqeda isikole ekhaya sekuya egoli emakazi ekwenu. Abantwana beokunye siyababona khona egoli sebabulelisa abafana, ngoba baqoma abafana nga-2-3 abafana bethenayo egwazana beyibulalana. Siyakhuza kathi kusethenaumhlola kawuphendi
Yebo ke lapho ke sizwe umkhosi owaqhutshwa kunanzwa ilanga labomama labesifazane eSouth Africa iwelikancwabakazi sizwe inkosi yamaNdebele yobulelani lobhengula kamzilikazi Khumalo ikhuluma sezwa unkosikazi Gushezi weMbunda ikhuluma sezwa isiphathamandla seZim imbokodo uVictor Matutula ikhuluma kulo umbuthano lapho ke esakuthathelwa intathela izindaba yethu uThuso Khumalo. Yes, marvelous day. That was a ceremony that was held recently, whereby yes, you know that it's Women's Month in South Africa. Yes, it's just ending this August. Mm-hmm. So there was this ceremony which was recorded by our reporter Thuso Khumalo, whereby some women from KwaZulu-Natal combined together with the Zimbabwean women in South Africa. Yes. Say that they'll be doing some projects together some kind of exchange program. There we had one of the Ndebele kings, Wulelani Lobhengula Kamzilikazi Khumalo talking. He was in the ceremony, and we also had Mshezi of KwaZulu Natal in the organization in Mbumba, you know. And they are advocating that the girls should be, you know, they should undergo virginity testing. They're saying it encourages them to, you know, to grow up well and not to date boys at a younger age, and therefore preserve their dignity. So the age that, that's what the organization stands for, that's what it does in KwaZulu Natal, so that the maidens can grow up well, and they are also sharing this with the Zimbabwean women. And we had several speakers as well. Over to you, Marvelous.
Ewa, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu pa chimiki tiri kutarisa isu zvakawanda. Musi wechina, August 26th, tiri kutarisa zvakawanda zviri kuitika munyika. Takatarisa nyaya yeCOVID-19, tiri kutarisa zvakare nyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro panguva iyo denda iri reCOVID-19 richiri rakapfunya chisero. Saka tange tine vanyarikani vachauya ipo pano vachikurukura nesu pamusoro pemamiriro uyezve nepfungwa dzavo panyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro, uyezve tichitarisa kuti nhasi taonawo zvakare munyika paine zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvawanikwa zvichibva kunzvimbo United Kingdom vawanikwa vachisvika muHarare nhasi vanokwana ivo 7. Saka ndozvimwe zvanga zviri kuitika, uyezve tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro peizvozvo pachirongwa chedu. Asi tichiwanikwa tichipawo zvakare madzimai mukana wekuti vakwanise kunge vachiuya vachitiudzawo kana vaine aya atingati zvirongwa zvavari kuita panguva ino. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti kubva nezuro August 25 Zimbabwe pari zvino ine vanhu vanosvika ivo 123,711 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri COVID-19 kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Tozotarisa zvakare kuti pane avo vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda vari pa 123,711 kubva muna March gore rapfuura. Saka vari paivo pa 109,498 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda. Tozotarisawo zviri kusuvisa vazhinji kuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 vakawanikwa vachisisiya vari pa 4,338 vashaya kubva muna March gore rapfuura. Tozotarisawo nyaya yechirongwa chekubayiwa nhomba kune vanhu munyika. Chamira icho Zimbabwe ichitaura kuti pane vanhu 2.4 million vachidaudzira vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19. Asi hurumende uyezve inoti iyo iri kuda kuti pave nevanhu vanobayiwa nhomba iyi vanodaudzira 10 million kuitira kuti chirongwa ichi uyezve kana kuti ukasha uyu weCOVID-19 uwanikwe ivo usisazoita kuti vanhu vawanikwe ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 kana kuramba vachiwanikwa ivo vachitambidzana chirwere ichi. Uyezve kuti kana munhu akabatwa nechirwere ichi haazi kuwanikwa iye achitorwa upenyu hwake kana kuwanikwa achipinda mune nguva iye yatinoti muchipatara kuICU. Saka ndoshimwe zvatange chikutaura pamusoro pezvazvo tichiona kuti zvakamira sei. Tine munyarikani wedu ari pano vapinda iro pachirongwa rekai tiona kuti ndiani vari pano vari kuedza iro kugadzirisa michina yavo. Rekai tione kuti ndiani vatinavo pari zvino tibva tawanikwa tichitaura navo ipo pano. Asi zvakare ndina muzvare Linda Masarira vari pano vari panhare varichange vari kutaurawo. Alo muzvare Masarira. Alo. Alo. Ehe, network yenyu iri kuti netsei, endai pane network mbichana. Alright, aiwa regai tigoedza kuti tifone pa net 1 sekutaura kwakaita. Asi sekutaura kwatiri kuita uku network iri kuti netsei. KuZimbabwe vati iwo magetsi kumba kwava hakuna pari zvino, saka tateta kufona direct call kuti tiwane kwetichinzwa kubva kuna muzvare Linda Masarira vebato relead vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo, uyezve takavaona kuti vane zvirongwa zvakawanda zvavari kuita pari zvino. Tida kunge tiri kunzwa kwavari kuti zvii zvirongwa zvavari kubata pari zvino, uyezve kuti zvakamira sei panguva iyo ino yeCOVID-19, apo tiri kuedza kuti tione kuti vakwanisa kupinda pachirongwa chedu ndevapi, nekuti tine nyaya yedzakawanda. Ndikunzwa amai Linete Karenye vari kuti ivo vave pachirongwa, saka regai tiwanikwe tichiona kuti tingagone here kuti vapinde pachirongwa tinzwe kuti vari kuti chii. So I'm not sure if we now have
yes, we had our guest Linette Karenye, but she has dropped off. I think we will keep looking out for her when she comes and put her up. And before she comes, yes, I'm double checking, she's still not here. Before she comes, Mark, I have, no, let me just try to, okay. Before she comes, Marv, I have a guest whom we can pull up before we put Linette Karenye on when she comes, and I think she's coming right now. And then what she will introduce herself and say who she is. We didn't have enough time to, okay, there we have her.
Sikhululekile Amelia Bogoza.
Right, we'll let you introduce yourself.
My village, but I live in Plumtree right now, and I am currently building this preschool in Plumtree Town, and the school is already finished. And then right now, because of the COVID, and the school is not yet to open for enrollment for all the children, but we are taking the infants at the moment, because the reason why we are taking the infants at the moment is because of we believe some mothers and some parents, they need to go to work, like nurses and all the doctors. So some daycares are closed for all those other children, the oldest one, but they can remain home. But the youngest one, they need care. So this is why we're going to be opening for just the infants. I am building the school all by myself. And then I'm just working like two or three jobs here in the United States, in Washington, D.C. And then I do not have anyone who is helping me with the funds or anything. I believe it's just God who's helping me with the funding, because I'm just doing it. I never seen anyone doing it. I don't have any role model or anyone, but something just told me to do it, and then I believe that's God who's helping me what I'm doing. I'm just doing for the community. There are so many challenges that I face along the way, because first of all, it's not easy to remote control everything, especially when you are building such a big building. And then I have to do the remote control. Like, literally, I sleep like only 2 hours or 3 hours most of the days, because the time when I go to sleep here, back home, the people are up, and then it's either the people, they need to ask me some questions, or either I need to ask someone a question back home. So I have to reserve that time in the middle of the night that I have to wake up and call the people back home. And then sometimes you don't even find the answer that you are looking for, and on the, or maybe the person back home, they are right near each other, but they still don't know how to answer your question, and then they still cannot contact the next person who is next to them that you need the answer for. So I have to call like more than 5 or 6 people. Like if I have anything has to do with the water people, I have to call water people and then call the plumber and then call my kids, and then all to coordinate, I have to do it from here. So even back home, the people, they will be calling me instead of calling someone, or maybe the plumber or the builder, they'll call me first to confirm something like that. So it's not really easy. But as I said, I believe God is the one sending me to do everything. The nursery is not different from the preschool, but we will not have a lot of people coming in. It will be just 2 teachers. So it will be the principal of the school and then someone else to help her. So there will be just 2 of them. So we might take like maybe 5 or 6 infants if there is some people that are in need for this period of time while we're waiting for the government to open up for the school. There are so many people that they want to bring their children in. Because of this nature, at the moment, we might just do first come, first serve. And then I believe, like the people that work at the grocery stores, and then some of them, they cannot afford the nanny. I mean, the babysitters for full time at home, especially maybe if they will have like 1 child or something, then we'll be trying to help those people. And then we are praying that this thing goes away soon, or our country recover from it soon so that people can go back. I'm not 100% sure if I could talk on behalf of the parents, if is it affordable or is not. But as far as I'm concerned, most of the people, they will prefer to have take their kids to school instead of having them at home and have the babysitter at home, because by having a babysitter at home is it might cost more expensive, because at the school, at least when you drop your child, they will be learning something. Also, they will be benefiting from it than to be at home with the babysitter that you'll be paying. So when time goes on, and then the child will have to go to school, and then they will, you still have to pay. So right now, you could take your child to school. Washington, D.C. Yimi umnikazi wesikolo iBacon Hill preschool. Okwamanje isikolo sesiqalile ukuregister. Siya register, sizathatha abancane kuphela onana. Onana laba sibathathiswa ukuthi sizama ukuncedisa laba abazali abahamba emsebenzini noma under lockdown. Bakhona abazali abahamba emsebenzini abafana labodokotela, labanesizi, labasebenza emagrocery store. Ngoba bayakhala abantu ukuthi abakwanisi ukuyenza ukuthiya abantwana kulalamakhathi kunkazana wasemsebenzini ukuthi ehlale ekhangela abantwana bona besemsebenzini ngoba isimo ekwakheni lakhana ukuba lama-challenges abekhona abemaningi kakhulu. Number one, i-challenge yami yisikhathi. Ngapha labana ekhaya ma belala, mina ngapha kuyabe kusemini, ngiyabe ngisemsebenzini. Mina ma ngilala bona ngabe basebevukile. Khona izinto eziningi engabe ngizifuna ukuthi ngikhonekthe lama ema-ofisini ahlukeneyo, and then uthole ukuthi abantu engiyabe ngibathuma kumbe ababencedisa, abanye abala lwazi lama office lawo so mina sokufanele ngifonele office ini ngibalayele ukuthi kulomuntu obuyayo ngilayele lalwana umuntu ukuthi hamba kubani bani ngikhona ukucommunicate sometimes noma mbathuma manje befika ngale office ini ma ungacommunicate ungazange wafona wakhulumisana labantu abasema office ini kweli lawo umuntu yamthuma ayephenduka ema office ini engazange wachasiselwa kahle kumbe wathola impendulo ecacile. Yikho ke hayi kuba nzima kakhulu i-challenge yakhona i-time different ikakhulu. Njalo zikhona ezinye izinto eziningi eziye ngihlangane lazo kodwa ke ngonkulunkulu kuphela ngegama likaNkulunkulu
Yes, I think something technical fault there. Marvelous. We had Emilia Oboza Franda who has built a primary school in Plumtree. Over to you. We check if our guest has arrived.
Apo tanga chinkunzwa chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vakawanikwa ivo vachivaka chikoro chevanasikana vana vadiki preschool. Asi regai tiende kune munyarikani wedu watambenge tichiedza kupata panhare takamirira amai Linette Karenye Kore vanova ivo mumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri weMVC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa. Regai tinzwe kune amai Linda Masarira vari pano vanobvawo kulead rimwe remasangano anopikisa ari munyika. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro muzvare Masarira. Takaona muri kunzi nima kushanda muri pa hamina kuti homwe yemadzima here munenge muri kushanda pasi pezanopi ese here kana kuti zviri kufamba sei papa.
Give us that in English, because a lot of people were asking, especially on social media, that are you now working alongside ZANU-PF, or what's your role at this new initiative that has been launched?
Also, you were talking about wanting to launch a court application tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about that before we let you go.
Constitutional court application, paying for country is 18. So the legal age of consent should be 18. The legal age to get married should be 18. And that law of 18 is superior than the constitution of Zimbabwe. Section 2 of Zimbabwe, section 2 of the constitution of Zimbabwe clearly states that no law, no religion, no practice, no custom is superior than the constitution of Zimbabwe. We have an obligation to protect the girl child in Zimbabwe and the boy child as well. And that is what we're seeking to address with the constitutional court application that we're going to do.
Thank you so much, Mushare Linda Masari Rasmus.
Yes, thank you, marvelous. There we had the lead president, Linda Masarura. Ube khuluma ke unkosazana Masarura ngokuphathelane lebandla lakhe kanye lokuvula kwezikolo njalo esithi abanye babuzisisa ukuthi usesekela yini ibandla lezanu PF yena esithi cha akunjalo ngunenge inhlelo ezenza ngokuhambelane naso abantu bengaphonga ukuchitheka isikhathi nje. Okwakathesi ke sizezwa njalo ke omunye umhlonitshwa wethu unkosazana Maria Bhokoza Sibanda asitshela sichazisele ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okwamenza waqalisa uhlelo lwakhe lolu olokwakha isikolo.
Then ma sebelabantwana ngithola ukuthi ngcenye umuntu wakhona uyathola lo msebenzi kumbe ele mfundo epase ebese siba lo mntwana. Ma sethola umntwana akasela ngitho lokuthi uzamusa ngaphi umntwana. Abanye balabazali kodwa khona lokhu ukuthi ingxenye abazali baba behlala emakhaya bengalali ukuthi bayenze njani. Khona phanasi lezitolo ezifana labo Greens, labo Plum to Bakery, njani njani. Kulabantwana abanye ababuya ezindaweni ezikatshana ababuya bezosebenza ngenxa yokuthi abantwana bethu abe-Plum to Area bakhona kodwa balabantwana bayehluleka lokuthi bayedinga umsebenzi bamakete lemisebenzi baba bengalalapho bazitshiya khona abantwana. Nizame ukuyenza isikolo esabancane ekuseni ntambama ke ma omama babo sebetshayisile bebuye futhi bebuyele ke besidinga amatitsha ngaleso sikhathi ma sezivuliwe bebuye bezofunda bethole beqhubekela phambili ngezifundo zayo lapho abathiyela khona besiba ngama-single parents or the time ngesikhathi besiba ngama-dropout. Abafana yebo bangathi balula ukuthi bona bebenefite on both sides ngoba okwamanje abafana noma ungaba lo mntwana ungumfana akuzimanga ukuthi uhambe usuthwele umntwana kumbe uswele lapho uzamthiya khona ngoba always uzabe lo mama wakhe. Not always, but as I said, I'm sorry about that. But then bona bayakwanisa ukuthi bayenze noma yini. Isikolo sethu asizange sadingisa abafazi sodwa or ngesabomama bodwa or ngesama-single parents wodwa, hayi. So ma sizavula ke sesivula isikolo sabadala siyabe sithi ma sivula isikolo sabadala wonke umuntu ngitsho labogogo abala bo-90 years ma befisa ukuthi bebuye as long as i-program yakhona iyabibavumela. Njalo okunye engikubonileyo mina asiko ukuthi kumbeni isikole lesana siyabe sisebenzisa ukuthi lamhla silo teacher wemetsi kuphela owendebele engabuyi, kusasa silo teacher we-English kuphela owemetsi engabuyi, njani njani. Anytime isikolo lesiyana ngesabantu abantu bayasisebenzisa. Umuntu maye lokuthi ingxenye litholane lingu-5 kumbe lingu-6 lifuna ukuzencedisana li-study kuhle liyafika laphana liyabhukha irumu or liyasifonela sicela ukuncediswa sibone ukuthi siyancedisana njani. Mina ukusungula kwami isikolo lesiyanani ngokokusungula okomphakathi, ngisungulele umphakathi hathi ukuthi kumbeni njani.
If you could also tell us in English why you started this project, what exactly were the concerns in the community and how will it help solve the problem?
So the reason why I opened up the school, or I started building up that school, is because I have seen young girls, I'm sorry to say girls, but also the boys, they do drop out from school, but mostly the young girls are the one with, they end up with this load of having a child while they're still young, and then they don't have no one to stay with their children at home. So this is the reason why I open up, build the school, and then we're going to open the school. And then during the day, in the morning, they will come and drop their children at the school. And then some of them, they are already working. Some of them, they are not working. But then they can have the opportunity to go look for the job or go for the interviews or do something. Then in the night, then we'll be opening for those grown up to come and study. And then when they come to study, we will be allowing everyone to come and request some other things, like if we have a math teacher, which I believe we will not have, like 5 or 6 teachers every day. So we will decide to make, maybe on Monday is math, and then Tuesday is English, and then Wednesday is Ndebele, and then on Thursday is science, and then on Friday is agriculture or history or something. So by that, it doesn't mean that if you will be working in the night on the day of the math teacher, and then you cannot come on Tuesday. You can always come, and then if there will be someone who can help by then, or if everyone is welcome to come and book the room, they can manage to gather themselves and then come to the school and use the school resources to study. So everyone is welcome. That school is for the community.
Yes, and what feedback are you getting from the community? We spoke to you sometime last year, and when you were just starting the program, how has the journey been? And is the community accepting the school and grateful? What's going on? Yes, and what feedback are you getting from the community? We spoke to you sometime last year, and when we were just starting the program, how has the journey been? And is the community accepting the school and grateful? What's going on?
Right. Yeah, that interview, it really pushed me really far, and then it helped me a lot, because after we had an interview, I did not even know, because you did not tell me when the radio timing back home, when I didn't know. So all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, I believe, and then I started receiving calls and messages telling me that, oh, you are on the radio, and some of my families, they were so happy, and then congratulating me, and then say, we are blessed to have you. And then most of the community, they were really happy. They can't wait for the school to open up. So it was really a helpful thing. And also, I believe it helped so many people which they didn't know. I believe by doing the interview is very, very important. And then it is so helpful, because people, they can hear it, or someone hear it, and then on the radio, and then they can tell other people. And then by then, it's not just only helping one person, one side, like it's helping me, or either it's helping the community, it's helping both of us. So that's why we call it a community. So we are both helping each other.
Right. Mav, over to you. That was Skolegile Emelia Boboza Slanda, who's building a school in Bloemfontein.
Thank you so much. We are also lucky right here to have one of the vice presidents of the MDP Alliance, Amai Lynette Karenye, who is on the phone with us all the way from Zimbabwe. We just wanted to weigh in with her about the current situation at the moment, and also looking at the situation in Zambia, where we saw that Zambia will be having a female vice president. Welcome to the program, Amai Karenye.
Thank you so much, Marvela. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Maybe you can start off by weighing in on what we saw happening in Zambia this week.
Zambia has actually got a female vice president. What's your take? You're a female vice president for your own opposition party, the MBC Alliance. And tell us a little bit about what this week meant for you and what you saw coming out of Zambia.
Yeah, we are so excited, Marvelous, as women. We are so excited that other countries are trying by all means to include women. Because for some years, because of patriarchy, because of some religion, people did not have confidence in women. But for Zambia, to me, honestly, it's an achievement to have a female vice president. Because when there is a woman, honestly, the change is always there. So I just want to congratulate the Zambians and also to take an honor to say the president clearly shows the world to say, I cannot do without women. And the inclusion of women in Zambia clearly tells us that we are lagging behind. And as other African countries, especially like Zimbabwe, we must maybe start to make sure that wherever we go and whatever we do, we must make sure that we include women, because without women, you cannot get a peaceful country. So congratulations to the Zambians.
Hey, Mumbo, Tipao, Maonero, Enyu, Amai, Linette Karenye Kore, semumwe wevateedzeri vemutungamiri weMDC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa makaona sei zvakabuda kubva paZambia iro vhiki rino tichiona kuti iyo nyika yeZambia mutevedzeri wenyika iyi mudzimai.
Ndakaona kukosherwa, ndakaona kuti nyika zhinji dzaakuona kuti zvinoda kushandurwa mumaringe nezvinhu zvekutungamirira ruzhinji. Zvorakidza izvo kuti mupresidendi wekuZambia vakarakidza kuti havakwanisi kutungamira vasina madzimai. Zvoreva kuti vakaona zvakakosha kuti parutivi rwavo vawanewo ruzivo, vawanewo maadvise kubva kumunhukadzi. Izvi zvinorakidza chete kuti affirmative action, zvinorakidza chete kuti nyika dzose dziri kuona utungamiri hwakarongeka hwaitwa napurezidendi wekuZambia. Zvichinga zvinhu zvinoita sedambi, asi ukatarisa muZimbabwe takambenge tina efimo deputy president, but ukatarisa Zambia yakabvisa mudzimai ikaisa murume. Zvichireva izvo kuti yakarakidza kuti haina kukoshesa madzimai, asi paZambia varakidza vanhu kuti aiwa, madzimai anofanira kupinda mumatongerwo enyika. Zvichirakidza kuti ukatarisa panomira munhukadzi, corruption inenge iri shoma. Kuziva kunenge kuri kuyako kuti samai unoziva panorwadza, unoziva zvinorwadza mhuri yako. Saka izvozvo zvega zvinotirakidza kuti isu semaZimbabwezi tinofanira kuonawo zvakaitwa nevamwe. Ndotenda ini kupati yandinobva kuMDC Alliance inotungamirwa naadvocate Nelson Chamisa itori kufamba mutsoka idzodzo, nekuti pari zvino titori nemunhukadzi anowa ini savice president. Chinova chirongwa chavakasimudza president Chamisa kuti aiwo, patiri kupinda mucongress one wemavps anofanira kuva mudzimai. Zvorewa kuti ndipurezidendi anokoshesa vanhukadzi. Saka isu seMDC Alliance zvinoreva kuti tiri kuteedza idzo tsoka dzevamwe vatungamira kuti vaone sarudzo dzakanaka.
Pane zvamungati madzidza here seMDC Alliance zvamungazoona muchiita musarudzo dza 2023 tichinyanyotarisa nyaya yekukosha kwemadzimai panyaya idzodzi dzesarudzo?
Ndadzidza zvakawanda, Mavelas. Chekutanga chandadzidza ndechekuti nyika kuti inzi nyika inofanira kukoshesa madzimai, nekuti madzimai ndiwo ane pesendeji yakawanda munyika dzose. Zvinoreva kuti isu tinozvarazve, vana vatiri kuzvara tisuzve tinovadzidzisa kuti aiwa, onai zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, chiendai munorejesa kuzovhota. Zvinoreva kuti madzimai akakurudzira mhuri dzavo vakati aiwa, pamusha woga woga une mwana ngauzive kuti mwanai azorejesa kuvhota, ngauzive kuti mwanai azoenda kunovhota. So ndakadzidza kuti aiwa, semubereki haufaniri kungoenda chete kumberi uchienda kunoitwa zvematongerwo enyika usingadhonzi vana vako, nekuti vana vako vakasavhota
Chizokwanisika kuitika here muZimbabwe tichiona kuti takaona pamushure muna August 1 mushure mema election paine vanhu vakapurwa vakashaya
ndinoona kuti muZimbabwe tine dambudziko rekuti masoja isekavara kuti aiwa isu semasoja nemakwera
chaizvo amai Karenye Kore vanga vari pano amai Lynette Karenye Kore vanga vari pano vanhu vaivo mumwe vatevedzeri vemutungamiri weMDC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa tichakubatai zvakare kuti tigotaura nemi pari paradio pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai asi tinokutendai kunge manga muine isu pari zvino so survey were hearing from amai Lynette Karenye Kore who was actually on the phone. She had been trying to log on, but due to the connectivity problems, she kept dropping off, just like what we saw happening to Linda Masarira of Lead. But she literally was just talking about her view of what we saw happening in Zambia, where the vice president of that country is a woman. So she was just saying now it's time for Zimbabweans to go out and register to vote, and also just detailing what she thought Zimbabweans need to do.
Today from Umsegeli Vamkokeli Webanda MDC Alliance, Momunya Wabasegeli, Ungosigazi Linet Karayukor, Obe Kulumage, Lapom, Vuga Uti, Elizabeth Makelo and Ele Zambia, Sedil Umsegeli Gamonga Nail, Umwesfazana, Kuluma Nakogonte Gowen Zagala Zimbabwe, Ogu Katava, Abisfazanagi, Besi Tablege, Uguba Lai Lapa. Uhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Women's Round Table. Okwakhathesi-ke siza kuzwa ngamafitshane-ke njalo omunye umhlonitsha wethu silayo khonapha unkosikazi Sikhululekile Bhokoza Sibandayo nothi wayehambile ekhaya kodwa inhlelo ze-COVID zangani ziyamphambanisa.
Right. COVID-19 is affecting a lot of things. I believe only we survive by grace of God, because if not, there's so many things will be messed up. Because I left Washington, D.C., and then in Washington, D.C., when you leave to travel, the airlines, they put you to take the COVID test like 3 days before you travel. So we took three, I was traveling with two of my daughters, and so we're three of us. So we ran around and take a COVID test on Wednesday when we were leaving on Friday. So we get the test, and then on Thursday we get our result back. And then when we get to South Africa, we go to take our plane that was going to Zimbabwe. We were denied to enter the plane that because our COVID-19 certificate had expired on the way while we were flying from Washington, D.C. to South Africa. So we have to stay behind. Unfortunately, we were not lucky, because that was the day when Ramaphosa, the president of South Africa, was announcing the lockdown. So by then, we have to stay behind. And then the next day, when we went to try to take a COVID test in South Africa, then we were told that everything has to be done online. And then by then, our plane, we had booked the plane for that day, so we couldn't travel after we were missed. So we had missed like two planes that we had booked. So we had to rebook again for the next day. So that was the sad part about it. But with grace of God, we managed to do it. And then when we get home, the COVID-19 was just starting, which we thought it was over, but it was just starting. Like in Bulawayo, people, they were start passing away. Families were going to their family, to their funeral on Thursday, and then on Saturday, the next person is passed away, the same family, without getting sick, only 2 days sick. And then in Plum, people were still getting, were starting getting sick, but no one was passing away. And then when we were there, four of my friends, they lost their family members in Plumtree, which it was really sad. And then after that, the Plumtree City Council, most of the offices, most of their workers, they were getting sick. So you go there and then you want a signature for a certain person, and then the person is not there. So you have to wait for some days because the person is the only one which is authorized to do that signature. So it was really hard, but as I said before, by grace of God, we survived, and then I passed through it. I tried to swallow some of the things. And then also the third part, it was about the car, the school vehicle that I intend to go and buy myself, is either in South Africa or in Botswana. But when I get there, the COVID was just starting. But I was fully vaccinated. I am fully vaccinated, but I could not take that risk to be moving around. So I tried to limit my moving. Then I meet one of the residents in family, and then I was talking about how I wanted to buy the vehicle. And apparently the person money to convince me to give him the money, and then he was going to buy the car from Messina, and then we called the dealer. What do you call those agents in Messina? And then he told me the price of the car and sent pictures and everything. And then we sent the money, and then I did not receive the car.
Yes, that was Emelia's colleague, Boboza Swanda, marvelous, who's building a school in Bloemfontein. She has actually finished building the school there. She's telling us some of the effects, you know, of COVID on the programs people are trying to have. You see, she'll go to offices, but they are closed. There'll be people trying to swindle her of this and that, but she says she managed in the end to build the school, which is helping the rural community. Yes, we are coming to the end of our show. Marvelous, would like to thank.
Let's just hear the last word from Amai. Lynette Karenye.
Oh, we still have our guests. Oh, that's nice. Yes.
Amai Karenye Kore Mongo Tipa Omas Venye Kupezi. Tira taa kuenda kuno vara chivongwa chedu.
Chakukiri kirira. Kuene kukwanisa kuwane kuti supporta isuse MDC Alliance. Jotenda ni confidence ya wea wana yu kwa kiri. Chandino zila ndike kuti. Atinga kwanisi kungo taura kuti urumele ili kuti rwata. Atinga kwanisi kungo taura kuti junashuna kumira shakanaka upenyu wa una kumira shakanaka. Chinongo ni wa chetu. Ndike kuti kuregiste kufota. So ni kukuru zila rushinji wele Zimbabwe. Kuti time is up. Gati sinike lewa na zedu, lewa rume zedu, lewa kuru zedu. Tiende kuno regista kufota. Munu wese kwa ano gara ikoko, njimbo zeku ziki, ziri kote kuti sinu regista. Changino ziwa ndike kuti ziki, ili kuti frustrator. Ili kuisa masenda zima shoma. Ati isu let's not give up. Let's not give up. Let's defend our struggle and let's defend our vote after we have registered. Let's go and vote. You cannot just register without going to vote. So let's register and also on the time, let's go and vote. So, thank you.
Aywa, thank you so much. My Lynette Karenye Kore vanova ivo mumwe vatevedzeri vemutungamiri weMDC Alliance vakwanisa kunge vainesu pano pachirongwa chedu vachitipawo maonero avo nezvatakaona zvichiitika munyika yeZambia.
Yes, pinde njalo sibonge unkosazana sikhululeki le Gqoboza Emelias Banda ebesilaye lapha emsakazweni. Kodwa hayi isikhathi asisavumi ukuba siqhubeke sisonke olivalelisayo.
And I would also like to thank the leader of LEAD, Linda Matara, who came in earlier on, who also gave her view about some of the allegations that have been on social media regarding her her involvement with the ZANU-PF. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei.